Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The GOP-endorsed candidate in the primary, Dan Gagliardo. Dan, good morning. Welcome to Hardline.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing all right. We've got 2 days left. How's the campaign?
Everything's going good, Joe. It's been really good. I've just hit over 6,200 homes, and things are going really well.
You know, looking at you and your primary opponent, Dennis Hoban, what would you say is the main difference between the two candidates?
Well, I talk about the issues. I talk about what we need to do, financial mismanagement, transparency. We have to change our public safety. We have to make sure we have enough public safety, our essential services and stuff like that. As far as Dennis goes, he's worried about attacking me, so I'm going to attack the problems that Amherst has instead.
You know, one of the issues that you've been talking about lately, because it's something that happened recently, and that is Erie County taking over the golf course on Sheridan. The name is escaping me right now. You disagree with the way Amherst handled that?
I do. They want to call it Willowdale, and the issue is that they went in the rushing. They want to make it a 9-hole course. They've given us no budgets, nothing to tell us how much money it's going to cost. Nicholas Group did come down here. They gave us an estimate, but it was based on just a peripheral view. Fortunately, the person that came down here was here 12 years ago with Jack Nicholas. Well, they gave us an estimate of $9 million to make the whole course right. But if they come back, I'm sure it's going to be much less. And we've already got $7 million allocated, so we'll borrow it from the county and we'll make it our own town golf course. That's what we should do.
As a county course, though, does Amherst see any funds currently from the plan in place?
We haven't seen anything, Joe. They haven't given us no plan at all. But why would we give up 171 acres of prime real estate in Amherst? Remember, Autobahn makes $300,000 a year. So you're going to take money away from us from Autobahn. I'll tell you what, we'll take over. We'll finish Westwood ourselves. If they want a 9-hole course, we'll give them Autobahn and we'll develop Autobahn. Probably a better, smarter thing to do, and that's what the residents want, and that's what the residents said 11 years ago.
You know, talking about, you know, income and bringing money in, obviously a big deal in Amherst was the property tax 2 years ago, 11.4. As supervisor, how would you address to bring those numbers down to either where they were before or lower?
We're going to give a 5% decrease immediately. It's been on my platform since day one. We need to go in there. We need to look at our spending. We need to try to find 10 to 12% off of the spending that's been going on. We got to go in there. We have to do audits of all the departments. We have to see what we have in front of us. We have to look at the extra staff that's been put on over the last 8 years and see the necessity of those positions. We just have to look at everything. Speculating now, the most important thing we could do is to go in there, look at where we're spending our money, not spend more than we have, plot out what we're doing. We're bonded over $200 million. And that's going to cost my children and grandchildren $500 million to pay it back. So I'm sure that we could find monies to save along the way. I'm sure of it.
You know, we've been getting mixed messages out of the Boulevard Project, which seems to be, you know, just a big question mark, as has Station 12, something that I've probably talked about to where people are sick of hearing about it. But, you know, these are big development projects that Amherst put a lot of focus into. They talked a lot about, but we're getting nothing out of it. And now you have Douglas Jamal saying that he's frustrated with Amherst and that he's, you know, he's going to downgrade the actual plan for the Boulevard Mall. As supervisor, is that something you think you can rehash? You can get back to the plan originally stated, or maybe you have a different vision?
Of course. First and foremost, I talked to Doug Jamal, and they approached him. He didn't approach them. And they had these real big fangled ideas. You know, it's all about urbanization and urban planning. Look, we're not developers. We're the town. We have to find out what the residents want. We have to assist the developers to make sure that we can do what they want to do, make sure that we build a consensus between all parties. I am absolutely confident that we're going to be able to work with Doug, make sure that we get this thing done. There's not many Doug Jamals out there who are willing to put money up and do that stuff. Station 12, they should have been calling Station 12 every single day to find out what's going on and why they haven't done anything with it. My biggest problem is, you have to have the right people in there to negotiate these things, Joe. You can't just assume that people are just going to follow your path because you're architects or you're urban planners. We're more than that. We got to get people in there who have experience and do that.
Dan, obviously, primary day is on Tuesday. Yesterday, I put a post about, you know, today that I was going to cover the primaries, and Amherst resident said, my biggest problem with the GOP is it always seems they're fighting against each other. If you are to win on Tuesday, do you think that you can bring the party together in November?
The party's going to come together, Joe. The party's going to come together. Let me just tell you something. Whoever wins the primary on Tuesday will have the conservative endorsement, so the party will come together. We're all one. I'm glad that we had a primary because our name is out there. We're ahead of the Democrats, but we're going to bring everybody in, and we're going to do this the right way. But I am absolutely confident that we're going to be able to bring the party together. The party is together. This is just one democracy trying to figure out who the best candidate is, and I believe that I'm that person. And on Tuesday, it's all going to come together. I'm sure of it.
You know, Dan, I think we talked about this last time. You know, when I was growing up in Amherst, it was pretty conservative, right? From what I remember, it was a pretty conservative. I know George Bush won the kids' vote when I was in sixth grade. But, you know, lately, it's been more Democrat run. How do you think we got to that point? And do you see a break in that, obviously, coming November?
I do. I think that people are, I've gone to a lot of homes. And I've spoke to a lot of people. I think the general consensus is that people want to change. I think we have to always remember, too, that we have our Democrat people on the other side, so we have to build a consensus with them. And I think that the Republican Party is in the position now to make sure that they can bring everybody under their umbrella and make these changes. I think that when it comes to the town politics, it's about the person. It's about who can make these things happen and who people can get around or get behind. And I feel that I'm that candidate.
All right, Dan, I do this all the time in campaign season. If there's something I didn't address you want to, we got 2 days till primary day. Now is your opportunity.
I want to say thank you to everybody. My entire team, they've been wonderful. They've kept me focused straight ahead. I want to tell all the residents out there how much I appreciate the amount of time that I've spent with you and all the input that you've given me. I also want to tell you how important it is that this election, that we take it to the next level. And we get it done. I'm asking you, please, to go out and vote early today, or get out on June 24th. Thank you again. I appreciate this. Has been an enormous honor for me, and I've been truly humbled. Thank you.
Hey, Dan. Thank you, Dan Gagliardo. He's running in the GOP primary. And Dan, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.